Hey, streets. Roll up.
Under the light. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, broadcasting live out of New York City. And we are here tonight on this Celebrity Tuesday. We're getting it in. We got a special treat for you guys. Yes, I'm excited about it. First off, I want to let everybody know who I am. I am Miss Nikki Rich, the host and the CEO of the Nikki Rich Show. We are here. We are not just a radio show. We are a brand. We are a business. And I tell you, I'm excited about tonight's guest. Tonight's guest, we got the one and only Miss Erin J. Morgan, and she is the U.S. United Nations, Miss U.S. United Nations, and she has several titles, by the way. Not only that, she's an entrepreneur, she's a fitness guru, a model, and also has really been all over the world, I would say. Fitness expert, and so much more. I'm looking forward to talking with her more about everything she has going on. And I tell you, she got some surprises for you guys, and I don't want to spill the beans. But also, I definitely want to let you know that she is well-educated. So we're going to talk about that as well. I want to let everybody know that you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest tonight. And tonight we have our social media open right now. So many people are listening in. And thank you, guys. I want to give a shout-out to Miss Claudia Lopez as well. Thank you for showing love. She is a part of Tough Love Miami. Y'all might know her from there. But much love to her showing love and so many more that's on my social media right now. So if you're there, let us know you're tuned in. You could follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich. And you can log on to thenikkirichshow.com, and you can listen to us via web. And lastly, I do want to let everybody know that we are syndicated on College Underground Radio. We're also on TuneIn Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. And we are also on blogtalkradio.com. So thank you guys for supporting the movement. We stand well over a 500,000 listeners, and it's truly amazing just to see the growth and success of the show. We're standing here at almost 3 years at the Nikki Rich Show. Could you imagine? We've been to the Grammys, MTV Awards, and did all the fashion weeks, I tell you. And now the Nikki Rich Show is live each and every month at Trump Tower. So it's pretty amazing just to have that growth of the Nikki Rich Show in such a short period of time. But I know I'm going on and on, but I just want to give you a little bit about the Nikki Rich Show and get you familiar with us. But we're ready to get it started here tonight. I see we got a lot of listeners that's tuned in. I see we have 404. 747-702, a lot of 323s and 213s. Thank you so much for showing so much love here at the Nikki Rich Show. But we're going to go ahead and get it started. And I hope y'all enjoy the show. It's the Nikki Rich Show. All right, it's the Nikki Rich Show. It's that time. We have our special guest here, and I don't want to hold her any longer, I do want to tell everybody a little bit about our special guest. She is the CEO and founder of Aaron J. Morgan Enterprises. So anybody out there, you want to learn more, you can go to her official website, and that is AaronJMorgan.com. Right now, with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Aaron J. Morgan. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me on your show. I'm so excited. This is great. I'm so happy.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Most definitely. I want to begin by saying congratulations to you on all your success.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your show and just to express my gratitude to be on your show, and special thanks to, I'm going to name names and just let it out. You know, I have mad love, and I'm just so happy to have, you know, in my corner, my girl swag, people, Chloe Taylor Brown. She's the head of Girl Swag too, and she's my life coach, Mitzi Long, and also Dai Lee, and my friend Linda Vasquez, and my publicist, Shannon Rose Hollywood. You know, I'm just going to throw them out there because a lot of them are, we're all making things happen together, and I think that's all part of what we're all trying to do is empower women and trying to, you know, get ourselves out there to help promote awareness to all people, you know, and give ourselves the empowerment that we need so that we get things done that we're trying to do for women and for young girls, for communities. And also I wanted to give a shout out to my wonderful dear friend Alexis Vogel. She is wonderful. She is my makeup artist. She is a celebrity makeup artist. She's done my photo shoots. I can't say enough. You know, there's so many people I just want to kind of shout out to, but, you know, mostly I do want to thank, and this is going to sound a little trite, but I'm going to say it anyway because they do it on the Grammys, they do it in the Oscars. And I'm going to do it too, but I do want to thank God. I want to thank God. I want to thank Jesus Christ as my Savior, because
yes,
He's the one who has, you know, given me the strength to get through so many obstacles, to get where I am today. And now I'm talking to you, Nikki Rich. This is phenomenal.
And as I would say, you know, we put God first, the Nikki Rich Show. That's what it's all about. And we are in each other's path, you know, because I tell people, like, the people that I encounter, they're pretty much, I would say, on the same track as me, because I know how God is just, you know, just in general, and I know that walk that I'm walking right now, and it's just truly amazing, and just to come and encounter with you is, and to know that you have that same type of love for God is truly a blessing, and we're supposed to be here right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that there's so many, it can take a short amount of time, it can take a long time, but God places people in our lives and paths and,
mm-hmm.
and forms relationships with people that I think with the social media, I do a lot of interviews about that. Those things that make it possible to actually be able to do what we're doing now. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, 25 years ago, there's absolutely no way we could do this. And it's a miracle that we're able to pull together and find people and find connections and ways of doing things. And it's just a blessing to be able to have that tool available to do what we're doing now. And it's just incredible. It's helped me. It's helped so many of my friends. They rely upon social media much more so than you know, the average person. And I just I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to be, you know, talking to you and having that ability to especially help other women get to where they need to go. That's one of my missions. So.
And also, you know, not only that, you are so inspiring to others as well. I tell you, you are so inspiring and motivating so many people out there. They support your movement along with you supporting theirs. That's one thing that we look for, and we look at how others do, you know. And I tell you, just from just learning more and more about you and your movement, it's just a blessing, I tell you. And to know that God is just steady ordering your path, and you have accomplished and achieved so much thus far, so many people will be like, wow, what is next? What do we have next? And
well,
what could you do? But he's not done. He's not done with you yet, you know?
Always a work in progress. That's what I say. Always a work in progress. And I just want, you know, that I think that some people have the personality then accomplish things. I'm never settled or content with what I do. I always want to strive forward because I feel like that's mm-hmm. we are given one life, and that is what we're supposed to do, is to actually be instruments of change and power to further along our not only our goals, but leaving a mark on this world. You know, my friend Linda Vasquez, she months ago, she said, okay, she said, you know, there's a gravestone. You have your birth, death. There's mm-hmm. a dash in the middle. You probably heard the story before. But when she said it to me, she said, "What do you want your dash to be?" And I thought, you know, that is so true. Are we just a dash, or what are we going to do to fill that in? You know, that just it puts everything in perspective. So there's this year especially. There's so many things coming up, so many. And if you come out to LA, all I got to say is, watch out, LA, for Nikki Rich.
Yes, we are, I tell you, we got some things planned, and I'm so excited, and with your movement and all that you got going on, it's truly, truly amazing. To all the listeners out there that's tuned in right now, we are live with Miss Erin J. Morgart. You can call in at 323-580-5749. And press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to Miss Erin. Now, Miss Erin, tell us a little bit about how you came up and came into Morgart Enterprises. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I started that. I started my business back in the beginning of 2001. And mainly, I was one of the first people who really got interested in social media trends, marketing, personal branding, and mm-hmm. I had a few really good mentors that are from San Francisco that simply said, I started out, first and foremost, my first degree is in psychology, but then I switched to fitness because I noticed the tremendous connection between mind and body, and especially for females, and how we can beat ourselves up, but we can also empower each other if it's done properly. So I got into the fitness realm. I started training people. I got my personal training certification. I started working with the military initially when we were stationed in Italy, and it actually started then, and then just word of mouth, I became a trainer, and I had a website. My first website was back in 2003. I worked with a special coordinator for branding, and knew that to be successful and to get my point across, my training, my thoughts, that I would have to brand myself. And eventually, you know, 4 years later, you see people doing that same thing. You become a brand. You market yourself in that regard. So that kind of started that whole thinking. And I've always been a very forward-thinking type of person. It's always been a part of my focus, my goal. And it's a joy. It's a joy to help others with their, not only their physical endeavors, weight loss and all of that, but you just see the results and you see how that channels into other people's, the personality,
yeah,
and the way they feel, you know, and it's contagious. And then you're like,
and you can tell
a
difference.
Awesome.
You can tell a difference.
Yes, you can. You can. You know when someone's happier. Honestly, you know, when they feel good about themselves physically, it really shows. It really does, you know, and it does, and I'm not promoting at all, you know, any of the six-figure people, because I'm certainly not one of those. I mean, I'm one of those people that puts on muscle quickly, and I was a gymnast. I went to college on a cheerleading scholarship, and I was a sprinter and track and softball and swimming, just everything. I was like busy all the time, and that actually helped me. The sports that I was in, that helped me growing up, because I had a lot of really bad things happen to me as a child. And as a result, I was bullied. I was really bullied tremendously. And you know, there's some pains in that, but I'm working through that. But to make things positive, I use sports as a way to kind of level the playing field. So those people who were bullying me, I would in softball, I would take him out on the field, or I would compete with them, and it just became kind of like a little contest. And so, physical fitness has always been in my blood, and my father was a professional baseball player for minor league, for farm team for the St. Louis Cardinals. So We've always had sports in our lives. It's been just a central part. And it, you know, for people who are going through problems, if you're in school, middle school especially is like the worst time in the world, I think, try to find your niche and try to find your passion and use that as your jumping off point to help yourself in everything, in life and in your success, because those things can certainly make you or break you, and I definitely use the sports with all of that. So that's kind of what started it. And then I just went off.
Now after do you that. Ever go and talk with the youth? Do you ever talk with them?
I'm sorry, did I what?
Do you ever go and talk with the youth in different schools?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. Yes. In fact, I've worked with youth since, for the last, at least the last 8 years. Worked with youth from age of 7 to, 18. When I lived in Hawaii, I worked as I was a trainer for the military, a personal trainer. And one of my positions was to work with other doctors and pediatricians to help counsel families and children with their weight loss, their programs. And so I would teach them how to work out, what to eat, you know, and all of those things. And I would teach classes that way and educate them. And that was a lot of fun. And I've also worked on the other side of it, the psychological standpoint of it, as a therapist within a school system, and it was a private school. It was in Pennsylvania, and I was a therapist. I had two clients, and most of these kids were either going, they were either heading towards juvenile detention, they were coming out of juvenile detention, or their families were just like just so dysfunctional. A lot of them were on medication and things of that nature. So I worked as a therapist for a year and a half there, and that's basically about the time that they allow you to do that. There's a breaking point. They say, well, you'll last about a year and a half, and then, you know, you'll burn out. And I thought, no, I'll be fine. But after that point came, and they certainly were right. So I've been on that side of it too. So and I've taught with the homeschooling co-op groups. I trained families, children, just all sorts of people. But my focus now is getting the youth, especially females who have had any kind of abuse situations, getting them onto a positive track, because I know growing up I don't feel like I had the support that I should have had at all, and I want to help propagate that and bring more awareness to that situation and to females who don't have anyone else to talk to let them know that, hey, you matter, you are beautiful, and let's move forward, you know, let's move forward.
Exactly. And I do want to tell all the listeners out there, I want to give them just a little information on you and all your success thus far. You're currently at the Sports Academy, and you're working on MS in Sports Medicine, Harvard
Yes.
Medical School, CME as well. You also postgraduate from the Citadel in
Yes.
Studies of Clinical Psychology, Anderson University, and you have a BA in Clinical Psychology as well,
Yes.
Minors in Biology, French, and also you have also been a fitness presenter in Miami's Fitness Expo, Shape Up American Model blogger and Bubble magazine, that's the thing as well. And not only
Yes.
that is, you know, I want to tell them as well, you have also been a competitive athlete for 12 years, gymnastics and modern dance, cheerleading and softball, track and baseball, swimming and so forth. And not only that, Navy fitness trainer. Wow, that's pretty awesome. And you received an award in 2010, Pearl Harbor. And I tell you, just so much. I can't name it all. And you know, but it's just so much you've done and so many accolades, so many achievements. And just to, I would say, go and look back over that. You know, when I'm feeling down, all you have to do is just look at your bio and your accomplishments. I tell you, if you ever feeling down, I will have to go back and look at my bio at AaronJMorgan.com, and that will refresh my. Hey, this is what you've done. This is where you're headed to. And
well,
I tell you, it would cheer up.
Thank you. You have to have that drive and that desire within, because, as I mentioned before, a lot of people don't have a mentor. They don't have someone
mm-hmm.
helping them along the way. And I really didn't. I mean, I kept going, and I'm still continuing on. There is no stopping point, because I believe
mm-hmm.
that energy just comes back to you, and it helps with so many different things. And most people, they shouldn't be content with where they are. They should, I think, always strive to do better and
mm-hmm.
have more success in their lives, because we're here for a very short amount of time on this earth. And people just don't get that. My father died when he was 43. He died of a heart attack. And you look at that, I look at that in perspective as to how old he was and where I am. And it makes you think about every day, using every day as a mission to better yourself. And that's what I've been doing. And you have to actually, a lot of it is thinking about the goal and making it manifest. And that's such a big part of it. People can think about it, but once you put it into play, you put it into action, just like with the United Nations pageants, you start that. And you can actually create your own destiny. You can create your own life. You can do it.
You can. And I know that you also offer services for people out there, you know, that anybody that wants any training, or you also have lifestyle programs that you offer, just coaching as well, any techniques that anybody might need or anything like that. I know you offer services for people out there. Can you tell them a little bit about that as well?
Oh, absolutely, yes. As a personal trainer, what I do is, one of the things that I did to start out with was, how I helped develop my own niche in the market was being able to travel to different places to train. And I've really, you know, become successful at that because I would go to clients' homes. The training that I offer, I mean, it's very customized because I'm certified in so many different types of fitness, you know, from Pilates to kickboxing to CrossFit to, you know, so just basically all of them, you know. And the services I offer, I mean, there's consultations on the phone. Most of the time, you know, when I work one-on-one with a person, I actually invest so much myself into them, and it pays off because they really do follow what I put out, you know, for them. And we go everything from nutrition to shopping to just simply focusing on their goals, what they need to be doing. I do a lot of follow-up and you know, working with them, especially working out with them to try to push them. So I'm there in the moment with them when I do it, and it makes a huge difference when I'm training. And the other services too is, you know, I do train other celebrities. I mean, I do train people. Just if you ever need help, I'm on call for that. I have a really good friend, Evander Holyfield Jr. You know, he started out as a model, and he's still doing that, but he has, in the last couple of years, become a personal trainer, and he and I are always, you know, just comparing notes and, you know, talking about how to use the skills that we have and put it into play with our clients. And so there's just a lot of different things that you can do as a personal trainer. But in the military, I have to say that was probably the most awesome experience that I've had, is being able to train them active duty, mm-hmm. and getting them ready for a lot of them, you know, were special teams. I worked with the Navy SEAL unit. I worked with the Seabees, the hospital corpsmen. I mean, getting them ready for the different missions that they had to go on, and that was really rewarding. It was also sad in a way, because you would train these people, and some of these groups I trained like every day for over a year, and then they would deploy, and you would just pray that they would be okay, and that they would, you know, do a good job and stay healthy. So it was also neat because I was able to touch so many lives with the military, and that to me is just such a gift to be able to do that, to work with so many, and I mean hundreds and hundreds of military men and women in Italy and in Hawaii and in Pennsylvania, just so many people. So it's been a blessing.
It has, and I tell you, you know, just to be a part of that and that experience, it is such a blessing, and not too many people can say they've done that, you know, and I just say hats off to you, and I know to all the listeners out there, you got so much more. You know, we just talked about everything that you've done. Now, we got so much to talk about everything you have coming up. Wow.
Wow.
So I want everybody to know, you know, we talk, you know, behind the scenes, so I'm excited for you. So I want you to give everybody the rundown on everything you got going on.
Wow. Well, everything leads up to other things, and honestly, everything actually feeds upon itself. And so everything that I do, you kind of have to have a huge goal or a vision as to what you want to do and what the ultimate result is going to be. And mine was to be, you know, a central figure within the fitness community. And what I have going on now is I'm working on a reality show as the executive producer and as the personal trainer on the show. We are working with a team, and it's actually still under wraps a little bit, but it's going to involve bettering the female empowerment movement. It's going to be a fantastic show. We've had some of the networks actually, you know, give us the green light as far as when we can actually start production. But that is in the works, and it's a blessing to be out here in California again, and this is the fourth time for me, to be able to have access to the people and the networks and the connections that I have and the studios that I'm affiliated with. I'm affiliated with Fireborn Studios. I'm an executive producer with them, and they actually have an affiliation now with United Artists, Universal Studios. So that is really going to be a big plus in what I want to do. That show that we're working on is going to be involving Alexis Vogel, and you know, that's basically all I can say about that. But that would be, you know, something coming up in the next year. And along with that, there's also many other projects that I'm working on. I'm a spokesperson for a swimwear company. I'll be doing a shoot with that. There are other projects involved with Girl Swag too that I want to be involved with. And in line with all of that, especially in Los Angeles, I'm going to be working with some of the companies that are involved with the upcoming Olympics and the World Cup. And again, you know, a lot of these things, you have to sign non-disclosure forms, and so I have to keep it kind of not completely known. But those things are projects that are coming up that will keep me extremely, extremely busy. So those things are definitely on the horizon, especially for this year. 2014 is going to be a huge year. And in a lot of ways, it's the year of the horse. It's going to be just phenomenal, you know, as long as everyone has their energy in the proper place. So,
well, you know what? It is phenomenal. Now, it's going to be. It is phenomenal
it
already.
It is. It is. That's absolutely correct.
It is.
Yes.
And I tell you, you can feel it. You can just feel it. It's like just positivity, just energy everywhere. And I love it. Just, you know, just, I think, I don't know what it was just in the start of the new year. You know how every year everybody's like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But, you know, just this year, it feels so special. It just feels so, I would say, it seems like the year of just transitioning into where you're supposed to be or where you're headed to. That's just how I feel. I feel like, you know, those years before is just getting you ready, you know. But I
absolutely
feel like right now it's the year.
I think so, too. And, you know, I really wanted to go back to the bullying aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really, it's a big topic now. When I was growing up, it wasn't a big topic, and it really put a huge dent, and it really affected me with not only school, but just my self-esteem issues, and I really felt like an outcast. I mean, I really felt just, you know, just left out. A lot of my friends, they just shunned me, and it was a very hurtful time, and I didn't have really anyone to support me. You know, you're just kind of left to do what you do and go along with your life and school and sports. But I think that when you see that, you can turn that negative into a positive, and you can you can take your weaknesses and turn them into strengths, and that's essentially what I did, especially with sports and with being empathetic towards other people and working with kids, because they need that. They need someone in their lives who's going to help them and tell them, hey, you know what, no matter what anyone else says, you can actually do this. You can, and you just go through with them their skill set, and you focus on that, and they can become a great human being just by having one person take the time with them and care about them, and focus on what you know what it is that they need. That's just so vitally important. And you know, now it takes a long time to get out of that cycle, because you can really beat yourself up about, you know, what could have been, what I should have been, and you can let those people, those negative people, you can let them affect you to the point where you just feel like you believe the lies, and they are all lies. You have to come out of that. And that's done with prayer, support, you know, friends, and just a determination to get out of that cycle, you know?
And I think it happens as adults, too. You know, some people, they are demanding. They want you to do things when they want it done and in certain ways, and it can still be as if somebody's bullying you as an adult.
That is so true. Absolutely the truth. And you have... The thing with that I found to be the most effective to counteract that is to know yourself. And even, in fact, today, one of the things that is really helping me now is working with Chloe Taylor Brown. She is phenomenal with her what she calls her PEP. And it's what it is, it's a lifestyle coaching system. But she helps you create a mantra or mantra, depending on how you pronounce it, but about yourself. And it's a very thorough process. And, you know, I always thought that I had that already, you know, going for me, but it really fine-tunes what you do. And, I mean, she's written books. She's on Amazon.com. I mean, there's just you – and the interesting thing is once you start working with people like that, you find these very successful women, and you collaborate together with my friend Metri. She is a world-class caterer, and my friend Dai Li. She is a phenomenal singer, and and my friend Alexis. She's a celebrity makeup artist. I mean, it's just incredible to see how this can all be combined. I mean, it's just fantastic. And so this time of my life is just very exciting, and I'm very happy to be where I am right now, because I think that we can finally get a lot of things done and help a lot of people. It's just so important. There's so much going on, so much negativity, and we've got to pull out of it. We've got to pull out of it and help, especially the young women who maybe have been sexually assaulted or bullied. Bring them out of that cycle, because if there's no one there to help them, they are going to turn to the wrong thing, and we can't have that. It's just a negative part of society. So.
And, you know, real quickly, I see the phone lines are blown up right now. So I'm going to get to the phone lines in just a second. But I do want to speak on real quickly that last night we had a chance to have Fraternity Court TV's bailiff on, and he was discussing as well bullying and how he's helping. And he's also in California, but it's becoming an epidemic, you know, and a lot of people are hurting themselves because they are going through. I had a friend to tell me last night that they were listening in to the show. Their daughter was, they didn't know or realize that their daughter was being bullied, and their daughter began cutting themselves. So, you know, it's really, it doesn't matter who you are, what color or whatever, you know. I mean, bullying is bullying, and it's different types on cyberbullying and whether you are, you know, like this person or that person, the colors and everything is so much out there, so many ways some people bully just because somebody might have something that they want. And it's a shame, you know, it's a shame, but we're here to, you know, talk about it, get the word out, and we're here to fight it. That's what it's all about. And all this week, it seems like I should call this bullying week. I tell you, you know, but that's how God works.
That's right.
This needs to be spoken through the Nikki Rich Show this week. And I tell you, both of my guests have talked about it, so evidently it's supposed to happen, you know? And I'm so glad we have the platform here to share it tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And to all the listeners out there, we are live with Miss Erin Morgart. You might know her as Miss USUN United Nations, I tell you. And she's also a UN ambassador as well. But I'm going to go to these phone lines. I tell you, these people are going crazy right now. So we're going to open up the phone lines.
Great.
All right, we're going to go to 925. 925, first off, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Michelle, also known as Flossie, calling from California.
All right, Flossie.
Hi.
Now, what part of California are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Francisco, California.
Oh, San Francisco, the Bay Area. All right. Now, are you enjoying the show tonight?
I am having such a great time. And I just want to let you know, Nikki Rich, that I see you all the time on Twitter, and your radio show is blowing up, going to the top of the charts. And I just want to thank you for all of your shows that you put on. You always have all the great shows, the hottest show on the internet.
Thank you. Now, do you have any questions for Miss Erin?
Well, basically, I just wanted to piggyback off of what she said. She's such a positive role model, and she's just an inspiration. And I like the fact that she said that she takes the negative and turns it into positive. And that is a very good thing. I love that, you know, because you can just learn from that, you know, if with any situation. You know, it's just something that's going to stick with me. And I just want to thank her for that. And I just love her spirit. I've been following her, you know, since you told me about her on Twitter. And ever since then, she has just been an inspiration. I just love her spirit. And I'm just calling as a supporter and as a – I'm a business owner and also an owner for on OWN. So, you know, for the Oprah Winfrey Network. So I'm just calling as sisterhood. Okay?
Oh,
we should
all
stick together and, you know, just be there for each other. And
that is wonderful.
Yes, yes. And I just want to thank you, Erin, for being, you know, positive and sharing your story, you know, with us. And just keep doing your thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for your kind words. And you know, there's everyone has a story, you know.
Yes.
Everyone has a story. Our choice is to decide what we're going to do with our story. Are we going to have a good ending or a bad ending? And I choose to have a fantastic ending, and I think everyone should want the same thing too. So,
yes, I want the same thing as you do, so I'm hanging with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Flossie. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, you have a great evening, and I'm still listening to the show.
Thank you so much. We're going to go to 770. Thank you so much. 770, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Chloe, and I'm calling from Atlanta, and I am such a fan of Erin, and I'm so proud of her, and love your show, and I've been following you as well.
Hi, Chloe, so much.
Hi, Chloe. Hi.
Hello, ladies. I'm really enjoying the show, and I'm such an advocate for the work that both of you are doing, so I just wanted to say that I'm listening, and I'm so proud, and I'm grinning from ear to ear in support.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Yes.
You are welcome.
Now, Chloe, what do you do? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
I am a lifestyle coach. I help people to get out of their head and get into their real life, whether you're recreating it or creating something for the first time, whether you've had a paradigm crash or just a shift. We all want to do some extraordinary things, as Erin was talking about, and I help people to create those processes to live out their dreams, to create it, to know that they have this big life ahead of them. We call them big life games, and life is a game. And at Chloe Taylor Brown Enterprises, we show you how to play it and play it to win it. And where everybody wins, there are no losers in the big life game.
Awesome.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. We're coast to coast.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And Chloe is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Chloe is wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much, Chloe.
You are welcome. I'm enjoying the show, so I will continue to listen. And thank you so much, Erin, for your confidence in me. Good night,
ladies.
Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I think everyone deserves to work with you or to be a part of that experience, because it really empowers you. And once you develop that mantra, you get it in your head, and you just switch off the negative voices, and boom, you are like back on track. So I just want to thank you for that. Everyone should look into Chloe Taylor Brown. Please look into her program. It's wonderful.
Thank you,
ladies. Thank you, Chloe.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, Erin.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
so many supporters. I love it. We got 747. You are on the air. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Evening. Can you hear me?
Yes,
oh,
we
yeah.
can hear you.
Okay. Evening, Queens. This is J. Real the Realist. I'm actually representing out of Los Angeles, California.
Well,
hello?
Done. Awesome. Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm calling in to give my acknowledgments first to support the show and the host, Ms. Nikki, and definitely Mrs. Aaron, as I've been listening to your story and your background and your accomplishments. I've been wowed. You have a new supporter, a new follower here. I had tuned in. I had actually been listening for a while, but what I keyed in on was the bullying subject. I don't know if you guys are still on that subject
yes,
or not.
Yes, we are.
I don't want to say I'm a kid, but I'm a young man, and I've dealt with like Ms. Aaron was saying, everybody has their story, and I dealt with coming up in the foster system. So I had to deal with a lot of people telling me what to do, when to move, when to eat, you know, moving around to different places, living in different people's homes, going to different schools, dealing with different kids, friends, whatnot, and what have you. And even with that, in dealing with all of that, like those children that you say that you were working with that were either headed to a detention center or coming out of a detention center, you know, they usually label them as problem children. But
yeah.
I was one of those individuals. And when I look into the bullying and the level of bullying that I dealt with from youth, my age, adults, other entities, now that I'm grown and have my own children, I just like to say that we all have to remember that a lot of this starts in the household with the parenting. Or the lack thereof.
Yeah.
We must understand that a lot of children are not bullying per se just to be bullies, but they're lashing out from what they're dealing with at home or not dealing with at home, not receiving attention or different things. And children are very realistic. They're very real. They say, kids can be mean. That's because children are usually honest, brutally honest. They know no other way. So one thing that sparked specifically is when you were saying how, you know, Miss Nikki, how you were saying some children, you know, they want to take because they don't have, you know, and I wanted to, that was an example of something that really kind of touched me because I had known of life of not having and building an understanding as a child, as negative as it may be or backwards as it may be, that anything that I want, I'm going to have to take in this world. That's because I didn't have the proper guidance coming up. And we got to realize when we're dealing with our children, it is very important that we stay vivid in their lives and we have a emotional connection. I'm not saying parents be your kid's friend. That's the last thing you want to do. You still want to remain and have that poise as a parent, have that respect level of a parent, but we have to be in tune and we have to be very perceptive of our children, what they're doing, what they're getting into, their influences outside of the household, and we have to stay on that. I think that it's very important that parents get involved with their children and this bullying situation, get involved with the schools. Getting involved with any outside activities you might have your children in, such as rec centers or karate classes, basketball, try whatever it is, whatever there can be an influence. Be there. Give your child the security that child needs to be able to flourish and know that they don't have to act out in certain ways. That'll do a lot for our youth in this bullying situation. And that's basically all I had to say.
Well, I'm telling. Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. As you mentioned, what we don't have in the household as far as parenting, we can either, most of us are looking, especially now, I'm thinking primarily with the what they call the millennials. Everybody it seems now they want love, they want affirmation, they want to be recognized, and they're going to do whatever it is that they feel compelled to do to get to that point. And it's the thing that really it breaks my heart is that they're using a lot of different really bizarre ways to get that attention, and that definitely reflects on the household. The household, our parenting, our parents or lack of parents or lack of parenting. I saw that in the kids that I counseled. I mean, they did not have a support system. So what did they do? They looked for affirmation in other ways, other people. Females look for it sometimes in sex. They look for love and different. They go out there and they're going to find it.
These are the things that, like you said, in these searches, these are the things that lead to early teenage pregnancy. These are the things that lead to young males being inducted into gangs at a young age. People don't realize how close or how thin of a line it is for children to seek attention. And like you said, especially with the generation we deal with, everybody's a star. Everybody has their individual essence that they feel they want to shine. And, you know, we show them in social media and TV, radio. We show them and we tell our youth every day that you can be the biggest of whatever you want to be. And like you said, when you're dealing with individuals, especially, like, I know everyone's story is different, but in my case, being moved around so much as a youth, I never really spent more than 6 months in any placement. So I went to five different high schools in my whole high school career. As far as from 9th to 12th grade, I attended five different high schools from being moved around so much. And my attention seeking was from males because I didn't have a father or a father figure raised by all women. So my inducting or dealing with the streets or gang members or whatnot, it was my cry out and strive to try and get some male attention in my life, you know, dealing with just being out there, never being stable, and also moving around and having somewhere to go. Whether it be the hood or the liquor store, no matter where I was at or moved around, I knew I had these places that I can go with these familiar faces. And that is not always a positive surrounding or entity for a young individual to be in. Like I said, it leads to a lot of different things later on as you get older. But the main thing, like you said, the bullying, the early teenage pregnancy, the gang being inducted into gangs or drugs or different things like that we want to stray our children away from. A lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times we're pushing them more forward to that when we don't give them the acknowledgement and attention that they deserve. Just so much as hugs or sharing a kind word with your child, it doesn't make you any weaker of a parent to want to hug your children, to want to show them affection, because eventually
exactly.
They will want it from somebody, and they will find it. Just like she was saying, they will find it one way or another. So that's just, you know, I'm trying to take up too much time, but I talk a lot. I'm sorry, but that's just my from a male perspective, because I see we women unite tonight, you know, and I see a lot of the entrepreneur women and strong women coming and calling in. But me being a younger individual, also a male, I just wanted to give my input from my side of the fence into all this and the bullying and whatnot. Because when you lack all of these entities, it makes you feel like you have to go out and take these things. It makes you feel like you have to go out and take the attention by any means necessary, take the products or take it by force. And we don't want to send our youth out there with the "I'll knock you upside your head for what I want" attitude. We want them to know that there's ways to deal with your stress, frustration. Like you mentioned, the getting the youth into the exercise. My generation is probably one of the most laziest generations on the planet right now. I'm an 80s baby myself, so I know we're microwave. DVD, you know, I'll die without my cell phone generation, type of, we're so dependent on different things, and we lose track of what we're doing, and we are now having children, and we are now raising young men and women in the same habits that we have built, and we need a generation jolt like this. We need a shaking up like this. Because there are a lot of conscious people out there who understand that they change and they want different, but if there's nobody there to give them an avenue or opportunity or open a door for them, they may never find it. And so I acknowledge and I support everything that you guys are doing, all the positivity that you guys are putting out, all the doors that you are opening to individuals like myself who, if not surfing my social networking, seeing the numbers, seeing who's being interviewed, having that interest, calling in, then I might not never have heard you, your story, and been able to follow you along your journey from here on out.
Well, we appreciate you so much. And go ahead and give us your Twitter real fast on where you can connect to all the listeners just real quickly.
Okay, you can find me at all social networks, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. It's all under J Real, the Realist. I'm a hip-hop artist. I'm also a CEO of a promotion company, Chain Gang West. So anybody that is looking for promotion in any type of business, I try and bring a platform of information or source media or promotion to otherwise people who would not get it. You know, those people who are, I hate to say, at the liquor stores, those people who are in the streets, those people who are not, they might not have the disposable income to pay for internet, they're not, social media savvy. I try and bring those things that you guys are providing on that level to a street basis to the common man and inform him about what's going on and allow him to speak and vice versa, allow him to bring his ideas or her ideas to a platform that can be heard by people like yourselves who can actually make things happen. There's a lot of people out here that want to do things. They have no idea how to do it. They have no idea who to talk to. No idea where.
Well, yeah, good exactly.
Ones. They have very good ideas.
We are so excited that you called in, and thank you for the support, and much love to you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling. That's great. Thank you.
And I love it that people can call in and just interact and just tell us what's going on with them. That's what it's all about, and how bullying has affected him and how we can make that change. Because one person, it only starts with one person. And we can make these changes, I tell you, And it's so many things going on right now. And I see we got some people that's listening in. Thank you so much. Some owners. Shout out to the owners that's tuned in right now. It's pretty amazing just to have Miss Natasha. She's the owner. She's listening in. And Miss Natasha, It's Natasha on Fan. She said, Ms. Nikki Rich, it's a huge issue now. Bullying is really harming all of the kids from ages 5 and up. It's horrifying to see how they suffer. Thank you so much, Ms. Natasha, and for sharing that with us and all the listeners out there. Thank you for just getting really involved tonight in regards to bullying and just taking on this topic tonight. You know, we came here to talk about and talk with Miss Erin J, you know, about her movement, but look at how God is moving. You know, everybody is just coming in and we tackling this topic that's dear to us and important. I know somebody has a family member, a friend, a parent that has been through this situation, and it's just so amazing how, you know, how you have in your head, okay, this is what we're going to do, but God has another plan for us.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's an epidemic. It's probably going to get worse, I think, especially for the millennials with the economy. A lot of them are going out of college and coming out without a job, and it's mm-hmm. going to be something that it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for a lot of people, and you know, supporting each other in this matter and this fashion, we can actually, I think, you know, help so many people get through those times. And you have to remember too that with anything that you're attempting to do, that there's always an undercurrent of what you grew up with, and that's kind of what I am all about, thinking about rethinking and putting new thoughts into your head so that you can actually move out of that bad place that you were in and go into a good place, if you will. And that's so important, because so many of us have these negative voices, the negative thoughts, feelings, that it's just going to take years to erase those and move forward into a positive way of life, a positive way of thinking. And people undergo counseling and prayer, and it just, there's a lot of things that can be done, but I think one of the best things to do is just support one another and not be down on the other person, but just you know, especially with women, especially women business owners, especially us, because I think women can be usually very territorial and very, very anti-business, like with other women. And there's a lot of competition out there. And we have to, we shouldn't be like that. And we need to change that. That's so counterproductive to what we're all trying to do. So that's another thing that I'm going to be working on in the next couple of months, is coming up with a new strategy. I already have one, and I'm not going to say what it is, but it's going to involve the entertainment industry. It is. It's going to involve the entertainment industry, and I'm going to try and change it because someone needs to do it. So.
And I think that, you know, and I think that it's so many things that we can do out here to just move forward and stop what's going on, you know, and keep it from happening. And I like what he said when he said it starts at home too. But, you know, and a lot of people, you can do what you're supposed to do. You can raise your child how you feel, I would say, the right way, you know, but sometimes it's just life. Period. You know, sometimes we have things that just happen out the blue that we didn't even expect to happen. Life. If things happen, you know, no matter how you're trying to do, because I know myself, you know, I try my best. I'm not perfect, but I try my best to live right. But things happen out of my control, you know, and at least I know I try to live right, but things happen, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that goes back to, you know, sexual abuse and or physical abuse, especially as a young child, that those things we don't ask for, obviously. We those things are, for whatever reason, they happen. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't control it. It just happens. I mean, I grew up in a household with very wonderful parents, but things still happen. And the thing of it is that's life. And God does not promise us a life of joy and peace and perfection. And we all have trials that we are going to have to face. And so those things are just necessary to know about the walk that we're all, you know, trying to walk. And especially for me as a Christian growing up, I always thought that life was supposed to be perfect. And I thought, well, why isn't mine perfect? I don't understand it. It's, you know, I'm a good person. Why are these people bullying me? I don't get it. You know, I'm nice to them. They're not nice to me. And it was really hard to deal with. And it took a lot of years just to forgive them, but forgive my own thoughts about these people, because that keeps your life down, your energy down. So, you know, once you get out of that whole bad area, that whole bad thinking, you can really blossom. You can move forth with your life. You can be that person that you always wanted to be, and you can rise above it. You can definitely rise above it. And you know, that is such a testimony to the power, I think, of God's grace and prayer. And I think it's just a message that really needs to be brought forth. I can't state that enough. It's huge. It's huge to me. It's really changed my life. So.
Yes, ma'am. It is. It is. And I tell you, it's truly amazing that we can sit and talk about it. And I myself had a segment and a special on it last year, teen bullying, and so many people called in regards to it, and it was truly a blessing just to have those people call in. And I see we got some more callers, but real quickly, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to those phone lines and see who is on the line. I would like to thank everybody for calling in so far. So it's been truly, truly blessing just to have so many people call in, and right now we're going to go to the phone line, so you just hold tight, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We are excited because we got Miss Erin here today, and we're just talking. I'm just so truly blessed to have her here tonight and just to discuss bullying and so much more. And I know we're going to wind things down here tonight because I know she has so much going on right now. And now, Miss Erin, tell us also, in case anybody wanted to learn more about you, where could they go to?
Well, they can come to my house. No, they can. well, you know, the main place to reach me, I have my website, erinjmorgaard.com. I'm on Twitter at Erin J. Morgaard. I'm on Facebook under Erin. I have a couple profiles there, Erin Morgaard, Erin Morgaard Trey, and also my public figure page, Erin J. Morgaard. I am on Instagram, also at Erin J. Morgaard. And the main way to reach me probably is, you know, Twitter is a real attention getter because I get all the notifications. So that is a fantastic place to find me. I mean, I'm also, as a part of the United Nations, I'm also within their database. I'm just a huge advocate for social media. So any of those things, those are probably the best places to reach me. I mean, even my working email address is erinjmorgaard@gmail.com. And I'm on LinkedIn especially. I'm LinkedIn in the top 1% there as far as, and I think it's just because it's funny, the more things you do, the more skill sets you have. And so, I don't know, I just tend to do a lot of different things, but I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm a huge proponent of that. I've belonged to that since 2005, and it's a great way to showcase yourself, get your ideas across, and to connect with what you want to do, and also how to help others too. Because I get a lot of requests as far as how to help others with different projects in the community. And I also want to give a shout out also to author Heather O'Neill. She is a proponent for foster children's awareness, and she's written a few books on it. She's fantastic, and she helped get me into the Foster Children's Alliance Network. Not only that, but you know, she speaks out to several different political parties on foster children, the movement, a lot of the negative aspects of it, and how to actually get in on the ground floor to help other foster children, because there's a lot of really, really strange things going on in that community when it comes to financial support and all of that. So that's a whole other animal. That's a whole other show. But she is an excellent person to promote also. There's so many different people. And the other thing, too, one of my really good friends, her name is Jennifer Aguzzi. She is she's an actress here in Los Angeles, a very good friend. And she is doing a movie, an independent movie, on this subject. So I would give her some support as well. She's trying to support the movement. She's not a native. She does not come from the United States. So she is someone who is walking the walk. And you know, I like to support, and that's later on when I finally create the ultimate business that I'm going to do. I'm going to help support a lot of different people with their projects and fundraisers and their endeavors. It's just a lot to it's a lot to do for one person, but you know, God gives you the strength to do what needs to be done So that's my intent.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. And I tell you, you know, you not only are just, you know, making a difference, but everybody around you, you're all coming together as one, and you're making a difference in others' lives, and you're making that change and that step to helping others, and not only getting fit, getting healthy, but also changing, you know, whether somebody is negative or what have you, not only the outside, but the inside as well.
Well, thank you. And I think so much of that has to do with one thing I didn't touch on, but I think it's super important, the whole body image and what's going on now with people, they're doing selfies everywhere. And I see so mm-hmm. many so many females who you can tell they want attention. It doesn't really state what they're doing, what their goals are, what their business is, but you see it on Twitter all the time. People who are reaching out for something. They're trying to grab for something, attention, from, especially from males. And, you know, I have some words for that, and that is have more respect for yourself, because you aren't helping your cause by putting out pictures that are almost nude or practically nude. That's not going to help you. Men aren't going to respect you more for that. And employers are actually going to be looking at those things when they decide, if they decide to hire you. That I see it constantly, and it's an epidemic. I can't tell you how many times I see it. As a fitness model, I see it all the time, and it's getting worse. And it really is going to put us back.
I think your phone is kind of, Aaron, your phone is kind of breaking up just a little.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Yes. You know how it sounds like you're underwater?
Oh,
when you're swimming.
No. No, I'm not underwater. No. No, I'm not at the ocean right now.
Look, I know she is. Look, you over there in the water. I know they got those new phones now that you can swim and talk on.
That's right. Now that would be a great selfie. That's right now I'm surfing and I'm talking to Nikki Rich. It's just, you know, I'm multitasking.
Yes. and I tell you, you know, I know I'm not gonna hold you too much longer, but it's just been amazing. You know, we gotta have a part two with Miss Erin to come back, and I love to talk with you and your network of friends and people, you know, on the back end, and just, you know, talk about bringing them a part of the show as well, because I know you mentioned some great things that they are doing, and the Nikki Rich Show, like I said, we're here, we're your source of entertainment, but also we're here to showcase entrepreneurs and those who are just making things happen in the industry as well, you know, and just everywhere as individuals. You know, I know a lot of people, they reach out to me and they always say, you know, I need help and I need this, you know, you know what I'm saying? But with
yeah.
me, you already, you know, when you come to the Nikki Rich Show, you already have it together. You know, a lot. You have it together. You're ready to roll. We're here to enhance what you already doing. You know, so we're excited to just have so many people from all walks of life, all nationalities, and as well as just global cities and so much more, just to come and share what it is that they're doing and so much positivity. We are all about positivity here at the Nikki Rich Show, and we're going to continue to put God first in everything that we do, because without him, it would not be no us. Without him, It wouldn't be no Nikki Rich Show or Miss Erin. And I tell you, it's just been so great just to have you on tonight.
Thank you. I mean, it's a blessing. I'm so happy to be on your show. I thank my friend Metri. She's the one who introduced me to you, and she's a powerhouse also. I mean, it's been a huge blessing to be on your show and to be able to have a platform to talk and help other people and just, you know, to get the word out about so many things about female issues and because, you know, we have to support one another, and that's really what it's all about. We have to. So I'm so thankful to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Most definitely. And I just thank you for just taking out your time. I know it's been a long time tonight, but just taking out your time to just sit down and talk with the listeners and everybody and just being able to open the phone line is truly a blessing. We're going to continue to just spread the word and your movement and just continue to let everybody know what's going on in regards to bullying. And once again, we thank you. And you can go back and listen to the show on iTunes, College Underground Radio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker, and lastly, thenikkirichshow.com. And once again, thank you. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And tonight we end by saying God bless. Thank you so much. And I see we got so many listeners out there, so many callers, and thank you guys for supporting the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to go back to the phone lines in just a few, and we're going to play some more music, and we're going to get right to it. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. Yes, this is John Mayer. Shadow Days.
Out of Born and Raised, new stuff from John Mayer, Shadow Days.
Did you know that you could be wrong and swear you're right? Some people been known to do it all their life. But you find yourself alone, just like you found yourself before. Like I found myself in pieces on the hotel floor. Hard times have helped me see. I'm a good man with a good heart. Had a tough time, got a rough start. Now I'm right here, and I'm right now, and I'm open, knowing somehow my shadow days are over, my shadow days are over now. Well, I ain't no troublemaker, and I never messed her up, but it doesn't mean I didn't make it. Hard to carry on. Well, it sucks to be honest, and it hurts to be real. But it's nice to make some love that I can finally feel. Hard times let me be. I'm a good man with a good heart. Had a tough time, got a rough start. But I finally learned.
All right. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. I tell you, we had to bring in our special guest. We had to bring her back, Miss Erin J. Morgert. And we have a special treat for you guys tonight. So we're going to let Miss Erin introduce our next guest. So go ahead, Miss Erin, and tell us a little bit about our next guest as well.
Well, my friend, who is a hot mama actress, and just she is like a powerhouse. I just love her to death. Her name is Jennifer Guzzi. She is an actress out in L.A., and she has a lot going on. She's got a project going on right now through Indiegogo. And Jennifer, I want to introduce you to everyone and tell people where you're from and what the project that you're working on, what it is, and how they can help support you.
Oh, dear Erin, thank you so much. This is the power of networking, and this is the power of love, and this is the power of womanhood. I so appreciate this. I just woke up, and I saw a tweet saying that you're live on Nika's show, and thank you so much, Nikki, for taking my call and having me be a part of my friend's show. My name is Jennifer Oduzi. I'm originally from West Africa, Nigeria, the motherland. I'm currently, Erin said, I'm currently working on a movie called One Name. It means sisters in my language, my native language, Igbo. One Name means sisters. And I have an Indiegogo campaign right now going on, trying to raise $50,000 to make this movie happen. It's a very, very unique story. You can hear my son in the background. Obama is a powerhouse. Whenever he sees me on the phone, he wants to be heard too. My son's name is Obama, so he thinks because his name is Obama, he's very special. So we're working on that movie. It's a story, it's a diaspora story. It's a story about two sisters. One is a police officer, and one is trying to make her way in Hollywood of becoming a famous singer. And it basically addresses the devastating, effects of authoritarian parenting among siblings and among families. I think it's a story that will hit a lot of families and that will hit a lot of hearts. So if anyone is out there that is listening, you can contribute to our funding, Indiegogo.com, type in sisters, and it will pop out. And I'm looking for producers and, sponsorship. I would really appreciate if anyone out there will support. And please, tune in to Nika's show, because I think it's the hottest show on the planet. And I'm going to tell all my African sisters to tune in at every point in time.
And she's got a lot of sisters, let me tell you. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Well, I tell you, it's truly a blessing to have just women entrepreneurs, that everybody just come together to just support one another in all their visions, their movements, and so forth.
Oh, yes, I think so. And I have to say, being in California, being in Los Angeles, being in that whole arena with the entertainment industry and all of that, I think it's even more important for women to support each other, because, there's just so much negative that goes on in that industry, and I really think that needs to be changed. I know it needs to be changed. I think Jennifer would agree with that. I think anyone who's trying, yes, it has to be changed, because they're limiting the abilities of what women can do, and it's still predominantly male dominated, and I think we need to change that. Because we as women, I think collectively can do a better job, if I do say so myself. And so that's my feeling on it. So I just would like to put that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as women, when we put our hearts to stuff, you know, it's a must do. It's a shall do. And it's a must achieve, you know. So I think a lot of people, when you see women, they're very confident, they're very outspoken. Men feel intimidated, you know, about our confidence and read it, you know, as a negative vibe. You know, when, you know, they get afraid of, you know, about you, of you, and just to know you because you, you know, you portray something that is not unexpected for a woman, you know. And it's very rare to see women of our caliber. I mean, when I talk to Erin, I just see a replica of me. I'm not afraid to speak my heart. I'm not afraid to tell you if it's black, blue, purple, or white. You know, the highest you could do is mm-hmm. say no. But I'm going to knock on that door. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to look you straight in the face and tell you I can do this or I cannot do it. Love or hate me, that's who I am. And when you're very confident
exactly.
about yourself, you know, it sends the wrong message. Oh, they're so intimidated by you. They think you're going to overshadow them. They think you're going to take the power over them from them, you know. But as women, we understand each other because we have a code, a language that we all understand. We could feel off of each other's energy.
And you know what? With me, personally, just talking about me in general, you know, I know what I do. I work so hard, and you know how you work so hard, and a lot of people reach out to you, and you just also, you know, during these times and the journeys that you are working with people, you also have to know your worth,
absolutely.
You know, because, yes, we can have all the women power and everything, but first off, you got to know your worth and what all you're doing, you know, and because I know a lot of people, they reach out to me and they say, can you help or can you do this because of my network of people? And you know, it might seem like, oh, it's so easy to get this network, which really is hard. You know, you've been up those
very,
late
very
nights,
hard.
24 hours, and you know, the challenges you might have went through just, you know, from just accomplishing what you have thus far. And me personally, I know my worth, so I'm going to help you, you know, or I'm going to give you the resources to get you to where you need to be. But I also
you
got to
put in the
work.
Absolutely,
there's a difference
yeah.
between business and you know, business is business. The Nikki Rich Show
is
a business, but we also help change some lives, you know.
You're absolutely right, sweetheart. It's just like, you know, networking, you know, I know I spoke to several people that said, you know, you have to follow through, you know, when you network, you know, you just don't sit there and think things are going to come to you just like that because, you know, you were born, you know, with mm-hmm. a golden spoon, you know. People like, oh, Jennifer, oh, we see all those posts on Facebook. Oh, my God, you're living large in Hollywood. Oh, you're doing this, you're doing that. Oh, can you get me in this film? Can you get – I was like, do you know how I got there? You know, I just didn't wake up one day and I'm in this film and I'm in that movie and I know this person and I know that person, you know. First, you got to know who you are, like you said. You got to know your worth. You got to humble yourself sometimes. You know, it's not that easy, you know. I work my behind off, you know. You know, being a mom, you know, with my son and trying to make things happen. I have people that call me, oh, Jennifer, you're producing this movie. Can I be in it? Can I get a role? They're not even asking me, do you have the funds to make this movie happen?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They just want a role, you know, because it's mine. Oh, Jennifer, oh, I don't need to do an edition. I don't need to do a read. I read about it. It's yours, you know. I read about it. It's yours, you know. I'm going to get a role, you know. It's like, okay.
That is so true. And I have people asking me all the time for, you know, for, I mean, on Facebook all the time about, can you help with this? Can you help with that? And, I mean, it's constant. And they don't realize, like, how much work it took. Just like Jennifer mentioned, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You are working towards this. I've been working mm-hmm. towards this point now. I started out with the fitness realm of it, and now I'm moving into other aspects, and I see how difficult it is. And then people expect me to just immediately go ahead and help them without any forethought. And it, you know, it's a lot of work. It's and I know my worth. I know my worth, and I'm not going to give that power away. You know, there are certain people I'm very particular on who I support. I support Jennifer. I support, you know, a handful of people, and I'm simply not going to give that away. And that has to be that's one thing. And I noticed in Los Angeles, it people are looking for you to do that, especially as a female. And I'm here to say, you can just, you know, I mean, it just, there's just no way that's going to happen. There's no, you know.
And
that,
the reason why
no way.
I brought it up, I'm sorry to cut you off. The reason why I brought it up is because, you know, we're here and we're talking about, you know, women coming together and working together. But also, this is a reason why we can't come together and work together, because we do not acknowledge that we have a worth, or from the other person, you don't acknowledge that this person has worked so hard to get to where they need to be. And you know, we just want things handed to us, and we can't just have it handed to us. And you got to know that the for us to continue on being successful, because we're already entrepreneurs, we putting in so much already. You already know that.
Yes.
You know, in order for us to be successful, we need that support. And once we get that support, you know, we're able to do more for others, you know, freely and everything, you know, because it takes a lot. It not only takes a lot of I would say, just things that just go with, just say, for instance, the Nikki Rich Show, but it also can drain you with people just coming at you all day long, you know, asking, can you, can I, can you help me? And that can drain you. It could be a lot on you, you know? So what we have to do, that's why we have meditation. That's why we have fitness.
That's right. That,
you know,
is right.
Get it all out. Get fit. With this Aaron.
That is so true. That is so true. Absolutely. That is so true.
Mhm. Yes,
true.
And you know, I just wanted everybody to know that, because, you know, a lot of people, they take it for granted. They'll be like, "Women power, women power. Oh, you,
oh,
you're
yeah.
supposed to help me. You're supposed to help me." You know.
Yeah. Oh no. From where I come from, you know, you gotta work. You gotta put in some work, you know, to get some glory. You know, no, nothing comes for free. You know, you gotta get something for free, you gotta show some, you know, you gotta show some, you know, energy that you put in. You know, when people see how hard you're working, I give an example myself. You know, I have an Indiegogo going on. I'm also going on the streets selling raffle tickets, even brought back. You know, people like, "Oh my God, Jennifer, that is a great idea. You selling raffle tickets on your own too?" I was like, "Yes, it's my project. I have to put in the work." You know, I'm just not gonna sit on my butt and just wait for things to happen. I have a family member, Victoria Afuye. God bless her heart. She has a weight loss center. She's giving me all, you know, out, you know, big, you know, give back gifts for the raffle tickets, you know, and then VIP tickets to the premiere. You know, I just have to find other ways to raise this money. You know, and then once everything is done, people are gonna think, "Oh yeah, I just plucked the money from the tree." But if I told them I'm on my heels with my, you know, with my baby stroller going around the street, Santa Monica Boulevard, selling raffle tickets to raise this money, nobody will believe me. All they want to see me is meet me on the red carpet and be, "Oh, I know Jennifer Oguzi. She's my friend. She's a producer."
Exactly.
Yes. That's all they want to see. That's all they want to see. The red carpet.
That's it. And you know, it's just really disheartening. You know, they think that you it just comes to you, and it doesn't. It's so much hard work, so much time that you put in, and especially the networking. I mean, you know, I have a publicist that me and you know, I just this whole experience of how much work it takes to get to a certain point is really making me. It has made me think about how I want to change my position. Where I am, and also in a business aspect, because I get so tired of people, especially from Los Angeles, who it's almost like they want you to cater to them, and they're not going to reciprocate. And you know,
it's like bullying. It's bullying. To me, it's like you're going to do it or not.
Yeah, that's it. And frankly, I have to say that it's the male side of Los Angeles that actually expects you to just cater to them, and that's not going to happen. And you know, someone's got to be a game changer, and I plan on being that game changer. I'm going to do it, and that's what I'm working on, and it's going to happen too. So, you know, that women are a force to be reckoned with, no question.
We are, and you know, it's our time. I tell you, it's our time, ladies. So let's make it happen because we are taking over.
Well. And
yeah,
another thing, Nikki,
taking over, and
Nikki, what I wanted to ask too was, with the owners movement, because I'm familiar with it. I know you're part of it. I'm trying to be a part of it. To get, you know, and Metri's a part of it too. To get involved with that and to get Oprah's attention, I think would be fantastic to you know, get a lot of things going, because I know that she is a huge influence to me, and just, you know, I just admire her so much and her forthrightness and what she came out of. That's a prime example of someone who took her life and just reshaped it and
just
remolded
turned it into golden. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
I think that needs to be addressed, and you know, I think that Nikki, your show is a great vehicle to get, you know, a lot of the word out for women and to support each other, and it's such a blessing. And I'm so thankful, you know, for that opportunity.
And, you know, we're not just going to stop here, you know, at the Nikki Rich Show. We don't just have our guests on one time and, oh, that's it. We build relationships. And that's why I tell you, I have long life and long-term relationships, even from the very first, you know, guests that I've had on my show. And they're still coming back and giving me information on the connections and how they have achieved so far, and I
progress.
Just think it's a blessing. Yeah, just progress. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I say. You know, follow through. You know, you want to, you know, check back on people, see how they've grown, see what they've achieved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to the good stories. You know, the life changing experience. You know, where have they been? What they've done? What they've achieved out of it? You know, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. You know, you follow through. You know, you just don't make contact and just sit down and relax and then, you know, just dry it up. You got to water the seeds, and the seeds have to mature. I mean,
exactly.
Babies, you know,
that's
and you see it. I tell you, I get emails. I get so much, and I'll put it up on my social networking sites from people saying thank you, and you've helped a lot, and I tell people, you know, it's not just me, it's God. You know, he the one that directs the path. He the one using me to do his will and to share what others are doing. You know, it might be the Nikki Rich Show, but the Nikki Rich Show is not based on Nikki Rich. It's based on everybody. It's based on everybody, you know, coming together on a positive platform and sharing their projects, and we're here to give them the tools they need to be successful in life. So that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
And,
go ahead.
And guys, I see we in overtime, and we're going to wind things down here tonight. I tell you, you know, we could go on and on, but ladies, we have to have a part two. I see we have so many listeners that's been in the chat rooms, on the phone lines. Shout out to 678 that's tuned in. I see we got a lot of 323s, 213s. I see you. So many people that's listening in at this moment, so we definitely got to have a part two.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I know,
thank you so much. You know, I'm gonna have, matter of fact, you know, I'm gonna put a blast. I'm gonna have Nigeria calling in. I'm gonna have Cameroonians calling in. I'm gonna have Ghanaians calling in. We're gonna get the African motherland into the Ricky Show. You know, this is fabulous. This is all I'm about. This is what I bleed for. This is what I live for. You know, I love stuff like this. It motivates me. It gives me, pops me up, gives me energy. Yes, my son is saying, mwah, mwah. There you go, Obama. Nikki can hear you.
Thank you. Now tell them where they can follow you and find your information, because we want everybody that's listening in right now, we want them to go and check you out, support your movement, and everything. Go ahead and let them know.
Hi, everybody. Thank God for you all that are tuning to this fabulous show. My name is Jennifer. Last name is Oguzi, and it's spelled O-G-U-Z for zebra, I-E. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Oguzi. Find me on Facebook, Jennifer Oguzi. And if you want to support my movie and you have it in your heart to donate, you go to Indiegogo.com and type in Sisters. You will see me with my pink shirt, you know, with the movement, Sisters, and you can donate. No amount is too small. And if you can donate, it's fine. Just spread the word. Click the button. Share it to your friends and your family and spread the word. And come back again and visit, you know, YouTube, or find out if the movie is made, and, you know, follow her. And also tune in to Nikki's show to find out about Sisters.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And there are great things happening, and I'm going to make a prediction. In 3 months, you are going to see some tremendous changes. I predict that Jennifer is going to have the money raised. I predict that I'm going to have my company established, and I predict that things are going to go exactly as I want them to. And, you know, I'm putting that out there, and it's going
to
happen.
Amen to that. Amen to that, sister. Amen to that. I feel it.
And it's,
you know,
already happening. I tell you, it's happening right now.
Amen
yep.
to that. Amen to that.
Yep.
Okay, Obama wants to say shout out to people. Hi, everybody listening. Obama, my son, is on the air, too. Hi. Thank you. He's only 18 months, and he feels it's very necessary. Ever, and you know, if I'm on the phone, he needs to be heard too.
Well, we just thank you so much, ladies, and we're gonna be connecting offline, and thank you guys so much.
And thank you
thank you so much.
Nikki. Bless your heart for, you know, having me, my girl Erin, on your show. As have a fabulous and fantastic and sexy day.
Well, I'm glad that I got your attention, Jennifer. I'm glad I got your attention, and that got you on. I mean, that is powerful. I think that's powerful. I think that's awesome. It's great.
Yay. Well, thank you so much, Erin, and we just wish you all the best once again, Miss Jennifer, And we always end, once again, we're ending, finally. Tonight, we're in overtime. we're going to end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless. God bless you, ladies, and have a good night.
God bless you.
And, oh, I tell you, it's just an amazing show tonight to all the listeners out there. Boy, I tell you, you got a treat tonight. We got a double treat tonight. we got some education tonight, and I'm so excited and so inspirational here at Celebrity Tuesdays. And to anybody out there, if you missed a little bit of the interview, you can go back and listen on iTunes. You can go to thenickyrichshow.com and learn more about me as well. And you can also go to College Underground Radio, where we're also syndicated on College Underground Radio, as well as TuneIn Radio and Spreaker. Spreaker, yes. And we got so much coming up. Tomorrow, we got Mayor McClinton. He's going to be on, and he was the first African-American mayor of Topeka, Kansas in 2004. So we're looking forward to that. So to anybody out there that's listening in, I hope you enjoy the show tonight. I hope you enjoyed it tonight as well as tomorrow, that you tune in at the same time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10. And we begin on the West Coast time at 5. And that is Pacific Standard Time. And to anybody that do not know our times, we are on air on Sunday nights with Evangelist Yolanda McTeer at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Monday through Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the Nikki Rich Show this week, we're excited to announce that we will be a part of the Super Bowl experience. So tonight we're getting ready and pumped up, because I will, I myself and others of the team Nikki Rich Show will be at the press conference, and we'll be live at the Super Bowl press conference on this Thursday. And shout out to all that's going to be out there with us. So I'm excited. And we're here in New York City, and it's cold, and I tell you, I'm enjoying it. It's kind of my first time really up north, so we're enjoying this. But I'm just so overjoyed, because God, He's just blessing and moving in my life, and I can't even tell you how God is moving with the show and just everything, you know. When you make that change and you put Him first, and it's not just about your career, it's not just about a lot of times we tend to focus on just what we do every day, you know. It's about Him, and then He's going to direct our path, and you know, you got to get your health right, as we were talking with Miss Erin, and you got to get, you know, your family. Your family, they mean a lot. They're there to support you and so much more. And, you know, all of that comes together, you know, and you have, when you have all that in order, you know, when you have Him first and everything in order, is just, I would say you're at peace, and you're just living life carefree. And that's what we're doing here. And that's what I'm doing, and I can't even tell you. I'm just overwhelmed with joy and just happiness. You know, some people, they can tell you, I'm happy, that I'm truly happy, and God is so good, and He's really moving in our life. And I know I'm talking and talking, but I just have to just share the goodness that God has been doing, and you can't get enough of that. And I'm just learning daily, and I'm just reading His word. And as I read, I learn so much, just daily life in general. So I'm able to incorporate it into my life. And I tell you, I'm just spreading the word and just you know, you got to love one another, be positive, and we, you know, we have so much going on with bullying and people just, you know, down talking one another. So we want to work together and make that difference and make that change. And as I wind down here tonight, I always say we're going to end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And tonight we're going to end by saying God bless. I want to say God bless you all, and everybody follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. And we wish you all the best. Thank you so much. The Nikki Rich Show.